producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's just a great idea. I mean, this is kind of a weird week, I think, at least around here, in that because I don't know exactly why. I mean, Thanksgiving is always the same day, right? It's always a Thursday, but which means it's always that part of the week. But somehow this year, it just seems like everybody's decided that this is a holiday week as well as last week was. So I don't know exactly what's
going on. It's pretty busy.
It is. It's, and everybody's having their sort of come and shop things. But listen, we're here, and we're here to deal with you about whatever it is, whether it's the turkey that you stick in the oven or the turkey you live with. How cute is that? Sometimes it's so
nice.
Cute. Ron, however, you are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, and happy holidays to you.
Thank you. Same back at you.
Yeah, this is regarding my ex turkey, and
we can dispense with the cranberry sauce, I guess.
Okay, this is an issue that came up this weekend that really has bothered me, and I wanted to talk to you since I came up in the divorced for almost 7 years. Got a son who's 21, a daughter that's 19, and during the time when they were under 18, we had a custody arrangement of every other week through the court. Yeah, they're over 18. They've come to live with me permanently. I only live 3 miles away from my ex.
Okay. And tell me again, how long you've been divorced? 10 years, was it?
No, about 7 years.
Seven, okay. Sorry.
Okay, in that time, I've dated on and off. Nothing serious at all.
Okay.
But thanks to a suggestion by you, I met a woman on Match, and we've been dating now for almost 7 months.
Okay, good.
All right. And in the last month or so, we've become intimate. And but here's the situation. I'd like to have just one evening per week of privacy. And so since I live so close to my children's mother, you know, I just had them make arrangements for one, either a Friday night or a Saturday night, just to stay with their mom. And just for evening privacy. And that was no problem for the last 4 weeks. But this weekend, my ex called me. I was like, just furious. Like, you know, I can't believe that, you know, you're kicking your kids out of the house to, you know, have them run over your house overnight. I should go stay with her, this woman I'm going out with. Number one, I'm not going to let my ex-wife dictate my dating, but I don't think that there's any, I don't see why there's an issue with my children, you know, staying with their mom.
Well, Ron, this one falls kind of in a, this is a complicated issue. First of all, with your kids 21 and 19, can't they figure, I mean, Are both of them graduated high school, yes?
Yes, and they're in college, but they stay at home off, you know, with me, off campus.
Well, so why are they not living on campus? Money?
Yeah, money. Mm-hmm.
Well, look, I mean, there are a couple of ways of looking at this. The woman that you're dating, what are her living arrangements? She's got kids as well?
She has a daughter, and her daughter just finished with school. But lives with her currently. She's working. Her daughter's working and living with her currently.
How old is her daughter?
23.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand you.
23.
Well, I mean, you're talking about three adults, and it would seem to me the obvious thing to do is that you guys sort of throw your adult children out of the house every other weekend, so that the kids are only displaced every other weekend, and presumably, I mean, I'll tell you the problem. Let's go through this together. First of all, you know I'm not crazy about kids being introduced to dates until you're pretty sure about them, but these are adults.
Right.
And presumably, I don't know what your deal is about them having sleepovers, but if, you know, it's certainly not out of the realms of possibility that out of those three kids, the youngest being 19, at least one of them is probably sexually active. And maybe what you could do is kind of schedule your date nights with with those three kids, you know, between the two, you know, major adults as opposed to the minor adults. Because I think sending the kids to mom's house is kind of insulting all the way around. It's kind of insulting to these kids who are essentially adults. It's kind of insulting to your wife because you're suggesting that she's a babysitter. It's kind of suggesting it's kind of disrespectful to her as well that the only reason the kids would come there is because you threw them out. It also is going to stick in her craw that the reason that they're there is because you're having sex with another person. And even if the two of you had been divorced 300 years and she'd been remarried for 12 of those years, I would still be uncomfortable. And think about it if the roles were reversed. If she was the one who had, the kids were living there and they got sort of shipped to you on the weekends because she was having sex with somebody. I mean, there's something a little disconcerting about that.
But understand, can I just interject this? It's not the weekend. It's either a Friday or a Saturday.
Well, but those are date nights. I mean, if it were Tuesday night, there would probably be less of a fuss to a certain extent.
So mom should have 7 days forever and ever.
You're not listening to me. You're not listening to me. And you're not thinking about it if the roles reversed. If the roles reversed, this would be uncomfortable to you as well. Just because the idea of your ex, the kids showing up at your house because your ex is having sex with somebody else is uncomfortable. I mean, it just is. Those kids are adults. So, I mean, one of the ways of dealing with it is instead of dealing with your ex about it, and if this has been going on for a while, it's probably because your kids didn't tell your ex what was going on, and it finally came out, and they probably didn't out you intentionally. They probably just said, well...
No, I told the ex up front. I told her that,
Your ex?
Yeah, as opposed to 365 days a year my children live with me, I'd like to have one day a week. Of
well, but the people to really be dealing with here is not, I mean, these are not children. These are adults who can do whatever they want to do. And dealing with her about it, as I said, I think is insulting all the way around. Deal with the kids about it. And that's why motels were invented. I mean, and it's probably would make the sex more fun anyway. I just think that you're entitled to have a sex life. You're entitled to be dating. I'm not even completely against you sort of bringing your date home. These kids are adults.
Okay, so you don't see an issue with her my date spending the night with my children there. You don't have a problem with that.
I think you have to stop thinking of the children. I know they are your offspring, but they're 19 and 21, and the other one's 23. I think if these kids were teenagers and had to live at home, that's one thing. And if they're uncomfortable about it, they can clear out and they can go to mom's house. But it's not you arranging with your ex to have these children transported. It's the 19-year-old or the 21-year-old saying, look, dad's girlfriend is over and I just was uncomfortable. I want to hang out here. And then it's not you arranging with her. It's one of her kids saying, I want to be with you. But, I just think, on the one hand, thrilled, and on the other hand, appalled that you guys would take my dictate so seriously, as you can't involve your kids with your sex life when they're dealing with their own sex life. But that's because adolescents really have very little choice. These kids do. They could live on campus. They could go spend the night out. They could go, the three kids could get together. And, I mean, I don't know how, if the three kids get together, but, I mean, they could do a sleepover at the house where you guys are not.
Right, but you say that if the roles were reversed, but the roles are actually reversed. I have my children 365 days a year, so my ex-wife has complete freedom to have someone over every night of the week.
You keep saying the same thing, and I keep saying you're thinking about it wrong. First of all, these are not children. You do not have custody of them. They are all three legally made. They have their majority, and I think you're wrapping yourself in fatherhood and the flag, and it's inappropriate. You want to get it on, which is perfectly fine with me. It's probably even okay with your kids, but making your wife the kind of babysitter for it is inappropriate on a whole bunch of different levels. So stop doing it. If you say to your kids, look, Cheryl is spending the night on Friday or Saturday or both. If you guys are uncomfortable about it, if you guys are fine with it, great. And if you're not, make other arrangements and then they can go to their moms. But you arranging with your ex so that you can have sex with adult children is ridiculous. I'll put you on hold if you want to talk with me about it some more. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to BloodSugar11.com for your free video. That's BloodSugar11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to BloodSugar11.com now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, especially if with the holidays coming up, although this one has to do, as Ron points out, with an X, which is, you know, I mean, this comes up around the holidays as well. So we were talking about the fact that Ron is now dating somebody pretty successfully, and they're beginning to be sexual, and he's got two adult children living with him, and he was saying, well, okay, I'm going to send them to their moms. And, I mean, Ron, realistically, viewing yourself as having the responsibility of a 19-year-old and a 21-year-old 365 is unrealistic. If they don't have more responsibility of for themselves at this moment, somebody has not done a terrific job.
From a financial standpoint, how is a 19-year-old going to, once a week go stay somewhere? I mean,
friends, the dorm, sleep on a couch somewhere. I mean, what did you do when you were 19 and your roommate wanted to have sex? The same thing all of us did. Although some of us were married by then, but still doesn't make any difference. I mean, he'll figure it out, or he can stay, he can stay. Presumably you have a separate bedroom with a door, yes?
Yes, I do. What about if I suggested that to my ex that they come stay with her permanently then?
Ron, I just spent 5 minutes explaining why that was not appropriate. It's up to kids to make the arrangements, not for you to arrange with your wife or your ex-wife when you want to have sex with somebody that you're going to ship the kids to her. I can't believe you just asked that question. Did you not hear anything I just was talking about at great length and why it was inappropriate and insulting all the way around?
I heard you. I guess.
So why would you ask me that question? What, I mean, it just seems like I might as well have just sung the Star Spangled Banner.
From a financial standpoint,
we're not talking. I mean, first of all, the financial standpoint. I'm not. I mean, you've got two different houses. You've got three kids. It's certainly Friday night and Saturday night are presumably not the only date nights. The two of you can get together. I mean, presuming those kids are at school part of the time. There are lots of ways of having sex that don't include having an empty house on Friday night or Saturday night. And not to mention 19-year-olds and 20-year-olds, if they were living on campus and their roommates wanted to have sex, they'd figure out. I mean, remember the tie around the doorknob? I'm not even sure people worry about not having sex in front of their roommates anymore, but there are lots of ways of dealing with this. You're treating your kids like they're 9 and 10. They're grown-ups.
Mm-hmm.
They should be making the arrangements, not you.
Okay.
And it would seem to me the obvious thing to do is, you've got two different houses, and maybe the kids will like each other, and they can kind of make arrangements so, the old fogies could get it on, and we'll go out and party. I mean, if these kids were young, that would make, that this would make some sense. If these kids were young, you'd probably have shared custody, which is what you had before when it was up to the adults. It's no longer up to the adults. The kids live where they want to. But you, instead of arranging with your ex for the kids to be there because you want to have sex, I mean, as I said, it's inappropriate on like 15 different levels. And you can ask me the same question 44 more times, and it's not going to change my opinion.
Okay. And that's fair. That's fair. I guess the only other thing that you've already answered was, the idea of if they were there in the house while my friend was over, that there's no issue at this point. I mean, they're grown.
No, they're adults, and if they're uncomfortable, they can make other arrangements.
Okay.
These are not children. The reason that we don't do it with children is because they have that they really have no options. I mean, a 10-year-old whose mom and whose dad is getting it on with the next door neighbor is stuck there. That's not the situation with these with your offspring. They are both adults.
Okay. All right, well, I think you've answered the question, and I will not ask it again.
That's a good plan. So what are we all doing for Thanksgiving? I mean, holidays are going to be an issue to a certain extent, and the kids are going to have to negotiate how to do this, whether they go to moms or dads. But, again, they get to do the negotiation. These are not babies. These are grown-up human beings. And treating them like babies is never a good idea.
I can see that. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
Good enough. All righty. Yep. So we've taken care of the cranberry sauce, at least. I suppose that was sort of vaguely inappropriate, wasn't it? 855-99 Dr. Joy, 855-993-7569. And again, I mean, as I said, I'm both thrilled and appalled at the same time that you guys would take my statement so seriously of saying, you don't introduce first of all, you don't introduce people to your kids until you're relatively certain that they're going to be around for a while. And I think that's as much protective, you know, especially of young children, but also of the person that you're introducing. You don't necessarily want the kids sort of doing a pile on them because they don't like them. But also the idea being that that sexuality, kids shouldn't have to deal with your sexuality at the same time they're dealing with their own when they're sort of adolescents. But these kids aren't really adolescents. You know, it's really, you know, these are basically fairly grown up kids, and maybe it's time for them. And even if it's not time for them, you can't. I mean, think about your ex saying to you, "Look, you need to take care of the kids so I can have sex with somebody." It's just not viable. It's just not going to work. So, I mean, and it's sort of insulting. So let's not do that. Alrighty, 855-99-DR-JOY. So, you know, I've decided that I'm going to make a nomination, basically for the Nobel Prize. Is the first person who can figure out a way to completely bypass those automated systems that say we'll be with you in just a moment. Sorry for the inconvenience.
Those are always annoying, I guess.
Well,
if there's any kind way of putting it.
Well, yeah, that was very moderate on your part. I've had credit card problems the last couple of weeks, and I guess a lot of people have because apparently a lot of people have gotten there have been a lot of hacking going on. In fact, I just saw our internet boy, the one about Aaron Swartz, which is heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
The kid who actually that the government was prosecuting and actually killed himself. It's a documentary that will at least be nominated for an Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
And it's truly heartbreaking.
Yeah.
But the idea being and he wasn't, all he was trying to do was make the world a better place. He wasn't selling anything, he wasn't trying to make money on anything. It's not even my credit cards were stolen. It's that they got the numbers. Which means that you're on hold for the credit card company, and then you're on hold for anybody that has your credit card number that, you know, on file. Like my MetroCard is an Easy Pay, which automatically renews. They just charge my card every once in a while, which mm-hmm. means you never run out of MetroCards, and you're always up to, well, except if you change credit cards. And of course, the best thing about it, of course, for all of us, is after we've been going through this stupid kind of list and put this card in and put this number in, and then it disconnects, so you have to start all over again. What cell phones could say if they could talk back to us. 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-37569. Good time to give me a call. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Jason, you are on the air on Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Joy.
Absolutely, Jason.
Well, I have a quick question. I mean, and I'll start off with a question because I know you hate ugly. But what do I do with my kids when my older stepdaughter is out of control and my small kids are acting out horribly based on her example or what I think is her example?
Okay, how old is your older stepdaughter?
My older stepdaughter is 10.
Okay.
My youngest girls that are all acting out are 4-year-old twins, soon to be 4-year-old twins, and the soon to be 2-year-old. And the 4-year-olds are acting out, saying just absolutely atrocious stuff.
Okay, let me back you off a little bit. How long have you been married to the current mommy?
Heather, my wife is Heather. Yeah, the current mommy. So we've been married for 5 years now. Yeah, 5 years. We were sweethearts when we were younger. That by itself was a whole show of yours. So.
Okay, was she pregnant with the twins when you guys got married?
Well, she was, but we didn't know it. But,
okay.
Yes, she actually
okay.
was.
Yeah. So, and how long had she been divorced when you came into her life?
Was not divorced. She had artificial insemination. She'd never been married before.
Okay. And for both, for the 10-year-old as well?
The 10-year-old, yeah. The 10-year-old is artificial insemination.
Wow. Okay.
No father. Yeah.
No father. All right. What specifically is the 10-year-old charmer doing?
Well, I mean, the 10-year-old is I mean, ever since, she, you know, for a year, she acted out pretty horribly from the beginning of Night
give
Terrors.
Well, Night Terrors, I don't think it's that. Okay, Night Terrors is not acting out because she doesn't have any control over that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, specifically during the day, temper tantrums, yelling things to her mom like, I hate you, stupid. I'm going to kill myself. You're an idiot. She's homeschooled because she doesn't socialize well at school, so my wife has decided to keep her home and homeschool her, which makes things more difficult because my wife never really gets any kind of break, you know, either.
Well, it also reinforces...
All day long, it's a fight.
Yeah, it reinforces negative behavior. I mean, all right, let's see if we can tackle this a little bit at a time, so neither of us are overwhelmed.
Okay.
Number one, four-year-olds and two-year-olds, the terrible twos, the fearsome fours, two-year-olds and four-year-olds act out anyway, all right? So how much of this is directly responsible to the 10-year-old? A little hard to tell at this moment. But for purposes of this discussion, I would assume that they're independent. Now, however, having said that, there's certainly a learning curve where kids learn. You hear my mantra all the time that kids would rather be praised than punished, but they'd rather be punished than ignored. So, unfortunately, it sounds like the family dynamic is set up so whoever screams the loudest gets the most attention, which is going to teach all of them to scream. Not a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
10-year-old should probably be maybe in therapy, certainly in school. This is a kid who's crying out for something other than homeschooling because when she's at home, she has to compete with the adorable twins and the adorable 2-year-old. So, major mistake. And the fact she doesn't relate to people very well, how the hell is she going to learn? She's going to get worse and worse. So,
socially, if she showed this, socially, she's got nothing.
She
friend that she knows in her whole life. She has no friends. She doesn't know how to get along with kids. She's afraid of other kids.
Homeschooling is a disaster on like about 5 different levels. So, I don't know what your stance is on this, but let me tell you, I will be up front with you about it. I am not a fan of homeschooling, but under these circumstances, this is counterintuitive. I mean, she doesn't get along. She has 3 younger siblings, including the adorable twins who took mom away from her when she went off to school. She probably has anxieties, which is hence the nightmares, although night terrors are a little different. But she's figured out the only way to get any attention in a family of babies is to act like a baby. All of this is disastrous, and at least being in a school situation would teach her that being good at math or being easy to get along with or being pleasant or helping somebody else will get you attention. She's going to learn none of that in homeschooling. And
my wife is not very, very tough love. I say tough love. I think we fit into the standard cliche of my wife tends to be, you know, she doesn't ever want to be, you know, aggressive in tone or in action at all. It's just, you know, some of the stuff that comes out of her mouth sometimes, she's not even harsh to her. You know, it's like, how can you tell somebody that they wish they could kill you and they hate you and you don't even say anything to them to where it's like, we don't talk like that. You know, you need to excuse yourself or something like that and just let it slip by.
Well, I mean, you and I'm not sure I agree with you on that. I think there's a much larger issue here, which is the kids have figured out the only way to get any attention is to be obnoxious. I think the whole family probably should be in therapy, but this kid should not be homeschooled. She should probably be in therapy. I think making her responsible for the 2-year-old and the 4-year-old acting out is ridiculous and probably not accurate and counterproductive. Mom needs probably to get away from the house occasionally, which means either hiring, especially over the summer, a babysitter. But and I would certainly put the 10-year-old in some kind of daycare fun thing where she's doing camp so she doesn't have the issues of the academic load as well. But I think by September she should be in school, but in the summer she should be in some kind of program, and it can certainly be limited. It could be 2 or 3 other kids her age, but she needs to be with other kids her age and learn how to socialize. And this kid is going to be, I mean, she's like raised by wolves. I mean, it's ridiculous.
That's what it is. That's what it feels like.
Well, and in terms of your wife's style, you're not going to change that. But that's not the issue. The issue is the structure's wrong.
Right. Well, and then the other problem is this, and this is what leads to another question is, and I sound like a creep for asking. It's like, how do I like and enjoy my stepdaughter.
Well,
I used
she,
to. Like, well, she acts out all the time. Every time I hear her, she's screaming and yelling.
Well,
things,
all right,
you know,
all right, I got it. Jason, I got it. Okay. Take her out. Again, you can start that process by taking her, just the two of you, to someplace. Now, understand a couple things. You can't do it as a reward for negative behavior, because that, again, sets up the worse I act, the more Jason will interact with me. But saying, if you, you know, if you get your homework done or something, you get to pick. We'll go to see Iron Man together. The babies can't go. Just you and I will go. And if you're really good, we'll get a hot fudge sundae. See, or you decide what we want to do. So that you begin to reinforce positive behavior. Understand, however, she will do some acting out. And what you need to do is ignore the negative and reinforce the hell out of the positive. So if you go take her to Iron Man and she throws a popcorn at you, it's okay to leave. Yelling at her is counterproductive. It's just giving her attention again. If she's tired afterwards, then say, let's do this for another time. Giving her a little bit more control in a positive way rather than giving her all that control in a negative way. And you can download this in about an hour and play it for your wife. That kid desperately needs to be in some kind of socialization experience over the summer. Family probably needs to be in family counseling, and that kid needs to be in school by September. And the 2-year-old and the 4-year-old, I mean, this is normal behavior. And they, of course, idolize the big sister, but you've also set up a structure that the only way to get any attention is to be a little rat. Not a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
And you can play this. I know I gave you a lot, but you can play it back.
Well, there we go. it usually takes Shane, I think, about 10-15 minutes. Sometimes I think the podcasts are up. Matt, do you put the podcast up?
I don't. I think that's Shane's expertise there.
Okay, so what happens about today's program? Somebody will put him up.
I'm thinking he would put it up, yeah.
Well, but he's not around today, so you probably need to check on that, because people are used to being able to go to drjoy.com as soon as the hour's over and getting the podcast. So will you check on that for me before you leave today?
I definitely will.
What a good man. David, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Well, hi, Doctor. You know, I actually wanted to ask you a question. On your website, you're asking for people to go out into the world and find out about Thanksgiving. What are people thankful for?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was going to say, these are very stressful times. And it would seem to me that we are very lucky that we have the time to sit back and observe and make a decision, because most decisions that really lead to problems are the ones that are made hastily and with no information. So we're in a very lucky position as a civilization that we can stand back and observe before we take the fateful actions, let's say.
Well, I think you're correct that we have more leisure time than any time in the history of the universe, and we have more information. Now, whether the information is usable and accurate is a whole different ballgame, but at least it is available to us.
Sure. Yeah. Hey, one other thing: the type of doctor you are, you're more psychological as opposed to medical, or both?
Yes. No, I'm a PhD psychologist. I've had I went. First 2 years of medical school, passed boards, and then started doing radio.
Okay. Well, the reason I ask, there's a brand new book out. It's called Dr. Mary's Monkey. And it's written by a guy who claims that there was germ warfare developed back in the 50s that escaped, and it has led to the cancer epidemic that we've got today. And I'm wondering...
Let me put you on hold, and you can come back and talk with me about in a minute. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions. For a healthy, comfortable home.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we were talking with David. David, you read a book that was talking about biological warfare causing cancer.
Well, it's kind of, Dr. Murray's Monkey, it's a book written by a fellow named Ed Haslin. And Ed Haslin's father, was a fairly wealthy guy down in New Orleans in the early 60s. And so Ed was raised in like a prep school, the rich kid school. And so he went to school with the coroner's kid, with the DA's son, with all of the wealthy kids. And so they got to, recess, they were talking about affairs of state, so to speak. And so apparently during the Cold War, everybody knows that the U.S. government was trying to kill Fidel Castro. Well, apparently they were building the poisons to kill him in New Orleans. And so Ed Haslin was going to school with the coroner's kid and the cop's kids and everybody else, and these were being discussed. And so they knew when apparently the people that helped kill Kennedy were involved in making this germ warfare. And apparently there's a polio vaccine from the late 60s that was a bad batch, and it poisoned millions of American kids. And it is thought that it even created
AIDS. Is there any even faint sort of... I mean, these conspiracy theories are kind of either fun or interesting or scary, depending on your perspective. But, I mean, first of all, why would a cop's kid know anything about this? If you're doing germ warfare, you're doing it in a lab.
Right.
And the coroner's not going to have anything to do with it, nor are the cops.
Well, that's why you have to read the book, because it's pretty incredible. It comes together in any number of different ways. Cops have to know about a murder, and a murder of a top scientist. Dr. Mary is the name of the book, Dr. Mary's Monkey.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let's, because, first of all, this program has nothing to do with politics, which means,
Right. Mercifully,
all conspiracies are familial here, you know, that someone's planning to take away mom's pearl necklace. Which are much easier for me to deal with because there's at least some reality to it. It's interesting. As you know, I review movies, and it, you know, we go through these things that at one point the people that we feared in movies, the bad guys, were all Chinese, were all Asian, and they were either Chinese or Japanese or Korean, and then there was a period of time where all the bad guys were Russian. And then there was the bad guy, and we're not even talking about the Westerners, where they're all Indians, you know, they're all Native Americans. And then we've got everybody now is Middle Eastern. Well, not so much. And then there was a while, you know, in about maybe 5 or 6 years ago, where everybody, the government, were the guys that were, you know, that were out to get us. So there was the president, and Manchurian Candidate, of course, is a much older, and that's what, 50, 60 years ago. And good movie. So now, I was thinking about, because when I was reviewing stuff this year, now the bad guys are all the one percenters. They're all the ones, and they're all, and whether you're talking about animation, documentaries, or Marvel comic books, or a regular, you know, movie, I just think that part of a democracy is sort of the notion that they're, you know, that we can't trust anybody. But, you know, it sounds like an interesting book, but let's not, I mean, I really don't want to turn this program into any even vaguely conspiracy theory about who did what.
It was originally medical, because it had to do with whether or not there was this bad batch. Ed Haslin's real purpose in writing this book was to warn the world that this bad batch of polio vaccine that was given out to the kids in the late 50s and early 60s has mutated. And this was even in Nature magazine back in 82.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Listen, you give people the name of the book if they want to read about, that's fine. It just has absolutely nothing to do with the program, and I don't want to be in the position of either arguing for it or against it. So let's let it go. And I'm not sure why you would call me about it, but you've now mentioned the name of the book. You're obviously interested in it, and we'll let people go and find it on their own. So thank you for calling. 855-99-Dr. Joy. I'll tell you, I'm not sure exactly how to make the transition, except it seems to me somehow vaguely relevant about the Pooh bus. Which is called the number 2 bus. Get it? It runs on biomethane. And if you actually Google, I think we put it on the website, but I'm not positive. It's a Geneco talking about bioengineering. And they're saying that it's a 40-seat single-decker. But if you look at the cartoon of it, which I just flashed on it quickly, and it looked like people sitting on a bus, but it's not. It's people sitting on the John on a bus.
Oh, goodness.
Which is kind of cool.
Imagine that, right?
20-mile trip, 10,000 passengers. It's on the Bath Bus Company, which runs the service. It could travel up to 186 miles on a single tank of gas, the equivalent of the annual deposits of, count them, 5 people. The annual deposit, that's a year's worth of poop for five people. Is one bus, but I mean, think about it. Think about it on the Greyhound bus or the Mega bus or the Bolt bus.
Yeah.
They have that bathroom in the back. It could just go directly into the gas tank. Probably not. human waste is a highly sustainable energy resource. Biomethane is not a fossil fuel. It's infinitely renewable. All the time there are people on the planet producing waste, the biomethane will be produced. It's carbon neutral. It can be injected into the national grid and used to heat houses and powering stoves, not just buses. And you know, in some parts of the world, people actually use not only human, but animal dung basically fuel to heat their houses. When you're cooking your breakfast at home, you'll be cooking it on what you've just potentially flushed.
Wow. Well, it kind of reminds me, it's a little different, but it kind of reminds me of Back to the Future when the old DeLorean time machine was just fueled basically by just like trash, garbage.
Yeah.
You see Doc Brown just throwing all kinds of like
stuff in,
you know, banana peels and that sort of stuff in there.
Well, we did a thing about choices, about mixing different fuels,
mm-hmm.
and that it's very viable. The biobus is almost perfect timing for the Bristol airport, as the city of Bristol has been named the European Green Capital for 2015.
Wow.
But that's kind of, there's something vaguely appealing about that, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. It's an interesting concept.
Methane as a fuel source has been around a long time. But I remember there was a study that was done in California, I think 3 or 4 years ago, where they did sewage water, and they actually marketed, instead of Evian, it was, I don't know what they called it, but and people were sort of resistant to it, but they, in a taste test, they couldn't tell the difference. I mean, obviously, it's cleaned up. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know exactly how to, but it just seems somehow going from David's call to, you know, to the poop mobile. I don't know.
A little bit of an awkward transition.
The thing about conspiracy theories is, you know, the idea is that three people can keep a secret as long as two of them are dead. Hard to get conspiracies going in a republic. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.